Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
The only thing that is really sure about the Loch Ness Monster is that it is a puzzle. From Tim Dinsdale, Loch Ness Monster researcher and author. Welcome to Grimly.
I'm going to repot a bunch of plants.
That's fun.
I know. This one needs a new pot, even though it's happy and a little anxious about it. I just think it needs to be deeper.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe I shouldn't mess with it.
I mean, it seems pretty healthy. We are recording, by the way.
Boring. Okay, moving on.
Hi. Hi. Do we sound better?
I guess we'll find out.
Yeah, I hope so.
Swanky new mic.
We got a swanky new thing. We got a pod track that looks like a Ghostbuster thing. We got each our own mics. We've been using one mic the entire time.
Yeah, this is nice.
Yeah, yeah.
Nice job.
Lounging on a couch.
Yeah, I get to sit back. So sitting upright at a kitchen table.
Hovering over a microphone, trying to be loud enough so everyone can hear.
I'm about to enter my best life. Right now.
Truly, I'm so happy for you. Also, Meg is back.
Well, we're both back.
Whoop, whoop, whoop.
It's been a long time.
Yes, it's been a long time, but I mean, you're back on the continent.
Yes.
I mean, you've been
back. I wasn't gone that long. But
yeah. But you know, you also.
It's been a while since we've recorded.
You had a crazy, crazy June.
I know, June was busy.
Yeah.
And I don't have plans to go anywhere. And not until October currently. So.
Oh, where are you going in October?
California.
Oh, that's lame.
Yeah.
Sorry, for Washingtonians, it's kind of lame to go to California.
Yeah, but I'm like, that is a great short flight. We're not doing any long, but more like big flights.
Oh.
So boring.
Yeah, I mean, I just hate flying in general, though.
I do too, because it's boring.
I hate flying because of...
You're nervous?
Yeah.
Really?
Uh-huh.
I'm not going to say I don't get a little bit nervous. I feel like everyone does, because you should not be... in the air.
There's just this weird, and yes, we drive cars every day, and those are probably
more dangerous
yes. In general, but
I have to remind myself the statistics every time I
me
fly.
Too but it's just if something goes wrong on the plane, you're probably super fucked, right?
True. Yes, but also I think you hear about them where they can land a plane with no engines. Usually.
Yeah.
They can find a way.
They just sugar glide.
I think they say it's really the takeoff and the landings that are the most dangerous.
Yeah.
And once you're in the air, you're usually pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just,
there's something about it that feels wrong, though.
It truly does. I really can never wait for a flight to be over as soon as I'm on a plane.
Yeah.
I'm okay, I would love to be there now.
Yes. True.
Yeah. But how was, I haven't, so... I'm going to pretend I haven't seen you, even though I literally saw you last night, and it's
yesterday
fine.
Yesterday was the 4th of July.
Yesterday was the 4th of July. Yeah, we are both in recovery.
Yeah.
From the 4th.
It was good. We had a fun time.
Yeah. Yeah, it was good. But I haven't asked you, because I wanted to ask you on the podcast, how was Ireland and Scotland?
It was great. I wish I could have more specifics, more to say, other than, it was great. It was busy, because I flew in on a Thursday, and I flew out on a Thursday.
So
those are two full flight days. So that's basically just 5 days. And I took another flight from Dublin to Northern Ireland, or Northern Scotland, rather.
Yeah. Don't get those messed up. They will get pissed.
Yes. So it was just a lot of travel for really what was 5 days.
Yeah.
So I was tired.
Yeah.
And gorgeous. We did a Highlands tour. Fantastic.
Yeah.
Highlands of Scotland. We saw the hairy coos, which is the way their accent sounds when they talk about hairy cows. Those long-haired Highland
the Highland cows. Yeah,
so those are really cute. Those. Very cute. They're everywhere.
Yeah. You know they can get a miniature version of those cows?
No.
Yeah, they have a mini
cute.
Version. Of course they do.
They look so sweet.
Yeah.
Loved them.
Actually, one of my neighbors has those cows. They're
really?
Very cute. Yeah.
Do they have horns?
Uh-huh.
Oh, adorable.
And they just have the weird little shag haircut over
they
their
do,
eyeballs.
Yeah, like
yeah.
Emo
yeah.
Cows.
It's very cute, little emo cows.
Well, they call them hairy coos. And we did... So our tour driver, or we hired a private tour, and he drove us around.
Yeah.
But when he said Harry Coos, and he was kind of a little bit of a menace, I would say.
In a good way or a bad way?
In a good way. Like, okay. We never felt unsafe, but it was like this, you know, this guy kind of gets himself into trouble sometimes.
Oh, good for him.
And we were like, is that a euphemism? It sounds a little too close for comfort. And then we realized he was talking about the cows. But generally, it was basically like flying across the world to be at home because the climate's the same, basically looks the same.
Yeah.
Similar.
Okay.
But older.
Yeah.
I mean, the history is very cool.
The history is older. I wouldn't say like the place the is
land.
Older.
Yeah, the sure. land.
It's just, no. I think there's more history into it.
Which
right?
is very cool.
Well, yeah, that's really cool.
But generally, that's about all I got.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, oh, it's like, basically like dressed as if I was going to walk out my front door.
Every
Actually,
day.
It was probably warmer here than it was over there.
Yeah, it's been, yeah.
It's been nice.
We're starting to get the summertime. Hit the summer vibe. We're going to do weather talk. That's so stupid.
What are you talking about today?
So, we were going to do this before you left, but things just happened. It didn't work out.
Okay, this is not a part two.
No.
Perfect. Okay.
This is something specifically to Scotland, though.
Oh, okay. Oh, I think it works this way.
Yeah. So, I mean, like, you might have more...
insight now?
Insights. Sort of because it. I think you actually were at the place that we're going to okay. talk about. We're going to do Loch Ness Monster.
Oh, my God. I was there.
Okay.
Yes, we were.
Okay. Okay. So...
Well, welcome to Grimley.
Oh, yeah. Hi. Sorry.
I'm Meg.
I am Missy. You know what was really funny? I was listening to My Favorite Murder the other day, and I guess Karen and Georgia get confused for each other all the time.
Oh, interesting.
I did not know that.
Sure.
They were saying that, like, they think it's because they introduce each other. They're like, instead of saying, like, I'm Karen, she goes, that's Georgia. And Georgia goes, that's Karen.
Oh, yeah.
And okay. So, like, I guess...
The brains don't...
People's, like, they equate the voice to the name instead of, like, they're introducing the other person.
Interesting.
Yeah, I've always, like, known who they are, which is funny to me. I'm like, yeah, no, like... You guys sound different.
Yeah, they do. But if you had it wrong from the start, then I guess.
Yeah, yeah. And then you're like, your mind can't undo what mm-hmm. you've been taught in that sense. Yeah.
It's but like
yeah.
having a pair of twin babies in you. Mix them up, and there's just never a way to know.
Yeah, that's true.
And it no longer matters.
Yeah, do you like...
Whatever you think that child's name is that child.
Do you
child.
Get like a little dot tattoo in
Maybe
one of
they
them
do.
Or something?
They probably put like little wristbands on them
yeah,
or something.
Yeah, yeah. That's weird.
To keep it... I mean, when they're babies, unless
yeah,
they like
they
look
don't fucking
different.
Know. Yeah. Unless they have like a different birthmark.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe. Yeah.
I think as they got older, you'd probably be able to tell. But like
yeah.
keeping it straight personalities, from the beginning.
Personalities will definitely differ.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, you're right. That's
But like likely... Mm-hmm. What was supposed to be Samantha is now Miranda. The babies are from just Sex like, in the City.
Did you just have two Sex in the City babies?
In this hypothetical story, they are sisters from Sex in the City.
Look, and they're twins.
Okay. Two complete opposite characters.
Right, yeah. Truly. Truly the Well, I would say Charlotte's more opposite than Samantha.
Fair.
But
she's a square.
She is square. You know?
So pretty.
So pretty. Okay.
Rich, bitch.
Yeah, she is.
I'm sorry. Okay.
It's not Sex in the City podcast. If you wanted to do that, you should
We're
have told me.
We're going to talk about old Nessie.
We're talking about Nessie. I will say I did these notes 3 weeks ago.
Oh, nice.
So, you know, we're going to ride this wave together,
okay.
And there might be something in here. I'm like, I have no idea what the fuck I meant in that
you're
sentence.
Like, I don't remember that. That's news to me, too.
Yeah, totally. You're like, I'm podcasting for the first time today.
Amazing.
Okay, so Loch Ness Lake is located in the Scottish Highlands and is to the southwest of Inverness.
Yep.
Which means mouth of the River Ness.
Okay.
Did you know that?
I don't think I explicitly knew that, but I know that the town is named
Inverness,
like after the river.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so it has a depth of 788 feet, which is 240 meters.
Okay.
We're doing international, so we should probably do a little bit
well,
of metric.
Well, you know what I did learn
what?
Is that in Scotland, specifically, they use all the types of measurements. So, like when they're talking about driving, I think they do. Miles.
Okay.
But then when you, so like, actually, we had a conversation about this on the ride, because if he was like, oh, I'm going to give you directions, walking directions, I would tell you meters. But like all of our mileage is, or all of our driving is in mileage.
Oh, like miles per hour?
Mm-hmm. They also use like liters uh-huh. or like liter measurements and pounds sometimes. Like they do Weird. Both systems. It's like metric system and whatever ours.
It's metric and imperial.
Imperial is that
yeah,
what ours is
imperial
called?
Is what ours is.
Okay.
It's stupid.
So I think both are correct.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. Okay. On. Well, I put meters in.
Perfect.
I put metric because it's international. It feels mm-hmm. only appropriate. Okay. So depth of 788 feet, 240 meters, and is 23 miles long.
Very long.
Very long, which is also 36 kilometers.
Okay.
So it is the largest volume of fresh water in Great Britain, but is the second largest loch in terms of surface area.
Okay.
So volume, area are two different things.
Yes, and it's...
I'm not going to teach math in this. Figure it out. Okay, so the water is known to be dark and murky. Can you attest to that?
Yes.
Okay. And that is due to the large peat content in the surrounding soil.
Peat makes sense, yes.
Yeah, it makes you think of the peat bogs,
mm-hmm.
where, like, they found the mummies in
oh,
Denmark.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll do that someday, I think.
I feel like they also, like, harvest... peat, mm-hmm. which is, I think it was once upon a time a plant matter. It's like ancient
yes.
plant
peat,
matter.
Peat is like a really, really dense, dark organic matter.
Okay.
I
So once upon a time, maybe it was vegetation?
Yeah, it's vegetation that's built up.
Okay, so they harvest it, and I think they use it for things like fuel and
yeah.
stuff like that.
I don't think they do it anymore as much, but it definitely okay. was like a means of fuel for Got a long it. Time for people.
Okay, cool.
Because like once you dry it out, it burns. Really cleanly,
yes.
I guess.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah. I took a couple wetlands ecology courses for yeah. college, and it's
Who
coming back
knows
to me.
About peat, but I only know that because we did talk about it on
oh.
our tour.
Oh, okay.
The man talked nonstop for 12 hours while he was driving. yes.
I mean,
and it was just the three of us in the car.
Is it better than an awkward silence?
I think we could have taken a little bit of both, frankly.
Okay.
Like,
maybe some
like,
tunes
have my
in between
conversation.
Okay.
For a minute or two, but we had a good time.
I mean, you paid for a private tour. That guy gave you a tour.
He certainly did.
Like, he's like, I'm giving you your money's worth. You
yeah,
can't
but he also was
it.
Like, if I'm doing your head in, just tell me to shut up. We didn't. We were too polite.
Yeah. I mean, how do you actually say that? You're like, could you just fucking stop
could you
talking?
Actually shut the fuck up, please?
Yeah.
Please. No, it was
Thanks,
But
sir.
Now I can converse with him about Pete. So.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I think it's interesting. It's very acidic. That's why there's like all those mummies.
Okay.
In the bogs. They were, like, just dried up, like, really, really intact.
Yes.
People. The bog people. That's what they call them.
Yeah, they look sad.
Yeah, it's not good. They've been dead for a long time.
I know, but they were not, like, mummied alive, right? They were already dead. And that was the way that they
there were
buried
some
them, that were probably buried alive?
There were some that were, like, probably, like, fell in and
oh, okay.
drowned and,
oh,
yeah.
that's tragic.
Yeah, there's a couple different scenarios.
All so. Right, so the water's dark and murky.
Yeah, Jesus. Okay, so the name Ness, I like this bullet, actually, I forgot about this. So the name Ness was given to the loch because it's connected to the river Ness. The name Ness itself comes from a name from a Pictish, which is a very old Celtic language.
Yeah, the first people up there.
Yeah, mm-hmm. and it was Nessa, hmm. which was a river goddess. And like,
oh.
Nessa's a very cool name.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not having children, but...
You like that?
Yeah.
River I feel like goddess. I wouldn't mind being named after a river goddess.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You're like, well, you're named after a river goddess.
We did stroll along the River Ness. It is, again, it's sort of... We were like, this could be in Salton, Washington. This is a quiet, smaller, more mellow river, but...
Right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. I mean... Yeah, that's hard.
You're not missing anything, yeah. is what I'm saying, if you didn't go.
I would like to go to Ireland around mm. Halloween.
Mm, okay.
Because Halloween was kind of founded in Ireland.
Okay.
And so they have really intense, like, big festivals.
I had no idea.
Yeah. So fun. I think that'd be kind of cool. They have, like, really big parades and stuff. Yeah.
She loves Halloween.
I do love Halloween.
She's like, oh, my ideal place to go anywhere would be over Halloween time.
Yeah.
Name a place and Missy will be like, Halloween would be great there.
I mean,
New
yeah.
Orleans.
New Orleans. That's another one I want to go to for Halloween yeah. at one point in my life.
I bet you could find a reason to go to Hawaii over Halloween. Oh, the sunshine.
Yeah.
The beach.
I mean, yeah, I'm not going to, like, not go to Hawaii.
Spooky hula dancers.
Is that a thing,
no.
you think?
No,
I mean, that'd be kind of fun. Anyways. Okay, so the loch itself has one small island named Cherry Island, which is in the southwestern end of the island, and it's artificial.
Okay.
But it was built in the Iron Age.
Oh, right. There was a lot of building happening over there. A lot of
old
things happening.
Real old. And it's kind of impressive that's still there.
Uh-huh.
So the loch has some ancient roots and origins, but is known worldwide for being the origins of the Loch Ness Monster.
That's AKA the world Nessie. Famous.
She's up there. Like,
is she an amphibian? A reptile?
A dinosaur?
Is it a mammal?
Or a dinosaur.
Okay, but that has to fall into, like, is it a mammalian dinosaur? Do we know?
A reptilian dinosaur? That's, I mean, learn? we're gonna talk about it right now.
Cool. So she have live birth.
You know, that is how we
science corner.
Yeah, seriously, science corner with Meg. Okay.
I had to tell Dave because he got it wrong the other day. He was like, oh, when we were watching Pearl, the horror movie, there's her alligator lays eggs, and she takes one, and he's like, it's a mammal. And I was like, it's literally not a mammal. And he's like, yeah, with the eggs. I was like, it's the opposite. That's a reptile. It's a fucking reptile. Birds and reptiles lay eggs.
Yeah. Platypus is the only one I think that lays eggs is a mammal.
A platypus can go fuck itself. Fucking platypus.
I think a platypus is just like...
just freak of nature.
God was like, he opened the junk drawer. And was like, we'll just put all this together. I just need to clean this out.
And the platypus. Yes, it should be protected. It's one of a kind.
It's weird.
It's got a venomous claw. I don't like it.
They're cute though.
No, they're scary. That's a thing of horrors. That's a nightmare material.
I think they're adorable.
It's a little mammal with a beak
and a tail.
I don't like it.
And like a venomous
barb
in one of its legs.
Probably needs to find a way to protect itself because look at it.
I'm telling you, Sky Daddy was like, junk drawer, clean it out.
Yeah.
Platypus.
True. I think anteaters are another weird one that I'm not a fan of.
Why? Because of their little like trunk thing?
Yeah,
like
how it, not a fan
do
of
you
that.
Not like elephants then?
They have a really long, weird tongue.
Because they're fucking huge. I just think their tongue is just the same size.
I don't like an anteater.
Oh, anteaters have a long tongue.
Yeah.
My dog has a super long tongue. Do you
not
know, like
that skinny anteater tongue? I can't.
I definitely
put the two of those on an island together, those two animals. I'm like,
they'll probably thrive.
They'll
honestly
create some even more horrific mutant creature.
Oh, that's so sad.
I don't take it back. I'm not sorry.
You know what? Okay,
so
respect you.
We're going to learn about
Nessie. The description of Nessie. Yeah, I'm going to give her a description. So the Loch Ness Monster, or Nessie, as some affectionately call her, is said to be about 20 feet, which is 6 meters long.
I hate it already.
It's huge.
Like, I just don't care about the meters. Every time you say it, I'm like, I wish you hadn't said that word.
Could you just fuck off with the meters already? Well, I'm not going to. Okay. So she is said to be greenish-gray, has a long neck, and has one or multiple humps on her back.
Okay.
Depends on...
camel.
Yeah. I just think of my humps Black Eyed Peas song.
All right.
Just Nessie.
Ugly is what we're saying. Yeah.
Okay. I'm not going to get into that comment. We got to get through this. So, the head is said to be snake-like and also has a long tail.
Okay.
So, I'm imagining, like, what's the long neck dinosaur called?
I don't know, but I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, that's what I imagine. So, she is sometimes depicted as having four large fins.
Okay.
That almost look like whale fins.
Almost like... instead of feet.
Yes.
It's got kind of
fins. She's got slippers.
I swear they're, like, in the newer Jurassic Park movies, they show,
there's a dinosaur
kind of like that.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's in the water. It swims.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Okay.
So she is also sometimes depicted as having no fins.
What?
And is almost like a serpent or an eel.
Oh, an eel. Okay.
Yeah, so just like a giant...
okay.
Water snake eel thing.
All right.
Which, that one is a little bit scary to me.
I don't like it. It doesn't sound as cute.
The lack of appendages is always a little bit weird.
Yeah, snakey.
Yeah. But also,
it does seem like it could be more real, like more likely to be a real creature. If it's just a massive, giant, snake-like, eel-like
thing
instead of a dinosaur living in freshwater lake.
Whales are huge and they have big ass fins.
So freshwater, I think that gets me.
Yeah, that's fair. Okay. So, actually, we're going to get into some big freshwater things that are confirmed to be around, which are terrifying.
I don't like it.
So, most people believe that Nessie is a mythological creature. However, some people believe that there is evidence that she is real and therefore a cryptid.
Cryptid.
Mm-hmm. A cryptid.
Oh, she's a proper cryptid.
She's a proper. It's like, I think we did the big three, right?
Yeah.
It's Bigfoot, Mothman, not Nessie.
Okay. I'm like, Mothman is top three.
You don't think Mothman's top three?
I don't know what the other third is.
Chupacabra?
Maybe.
Like, those are...
Skinwalker?
We've already talked about this.
Are we not talking... Are we not saying skin... We're not saying the word.
I think skinwalkers are technically something else.
Okay. Okay.
I've always thought skinwalkers are, like, alien origin.
Oh.
But I could be wrong. You know,
They're a little more paranormal, probably.
Yeah, a little more paranormal. But I do want to do skinwalkers eventually.
Scary. Be careful.
Yeah, it's also just... That's going to be a really deep, intense dive. And sometimes, like, too much information makes it harder.
Completely.
When it comes to, like, doing research
and
stuff.
Yeah, how to narrow it down.
Yeah, I mean, like, cryptids in general, I think, are kind of hard in that way.
Well.
But, yeah, we keep doing them, so whatever. Okay, so we're going to get into the lore. So we got our description. We see her in our mind's eye.
Mm-hmm.
Nessie.
Mm-hmm.
Think about her. Manifest her.
A Slytherin queen.
Yeah, totally. Do you like Harry Potter?
No.
Okay. Me either. Laura gets paid for that.
I said Slytherin and I was like, I know this is going to be a Harry Potter reference, but I really mean it in the slippery, snaky kind of way.
Okay. That's fair. Also, fuck J.K. Rowling. Anyways, okay, so the first writing describing something close to the Loch Ness Monster is in the 7th century. It's a long time.
I love it. This is a piece of history.
This is, like, almost, like, Bigfoot-esque, where, like, there's, like, so many, like, deep origins and lore around it. You're like, is it make someone real? I don't know.
It gives some credence.
Yeah, yeah. So the story is written about a Catholic missionary named St. Columbia. So the story goes that St. Columbia witnesses a burial of a man that was attacked by a water beast that was inhabiting the River Ness.
Hmm.
St. Columbia then visits the River Ness and witnesses the monster attacking another man. So then St. Columbia makes the sign of the cross and says, go no further, do not touch the man, go back at once. This is said to have caused the creature to stop as it was being restrained with ropes and flee.
Oh, okay. That sounds like that didn't happen, but I'm listening.
I mean, this sounds like a bunch of bullshit, but okay. Sounds great.
The man said it happened. Oh, it must be true.
A saint said it happened. I actually think he got his sainthood because of this.
Definitely didn't happen then. Sus.
Oh, shit. You said that to me. Okay. All the religious people go for Meg.
Anti-Catholic podcast. Yeah,
we really are.
Not a fan. So,
I mean, yeah. We're just anti-Catholic.
But Catholic people are lovely.
Yeah. Yeah. We're not hating on you
guys. Devoted.
Yeah. Very devoted. Mm-hmm. I'll give you that. Okay.
And disciplined, usually.
Yeah.
You go to Mass every Sunday? That's a big commitment. Like, sometimes they do it more than that.
I was going to say, I think it's more than that, usually.
Can be, as many times
you
as
have
you
to confess every fucking sin.
My memory is off.
Every day? Like, you just have to go there every day and be like, hey, I did this. I'm so sorry.
As often as you want.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh no, sounds exhausting. Too much work. A man, only referred to as D. McKenzie, claims to have been at the Loch Ness and sees something that looks like a log or an upturned boat. He then claims that the thing begins wiggling and splashing around before speeding off. So that's like kind of like the more recent.
When was that?
1870s.
1870, okay.
Yeah. So, I mean, not super recent, but more recent than the 7th century.
Mm-hmm.
So in 1888, another man named Alexander MacDonald, so very
Donald.
Very Scottish name. Was standing on the shore of the loch and saw what he describes as a large, stubby animal surfacing the water from the loch and kind of propelling itself forward. He then said it was about 50 yards, which is 46 meters, away.
I honestly don't know how long a yard is. Is that 3 feet?
I think a yard is like
2.5 feet?
Two and something.
Mm, okay.
Sorry, you like really broke my brain there for a second.
I have no idea how far this distance is all I'm saying.
Yeah, you're right. I don't know. It's 50 yards. It's
if I was a football fan, football I'd probably have a general idea.
Yeah. Is that half of a football
I have
field?
No clue. You're asking the wrong person. Oh, it doesn't sound long enough.
Neither of us know. Someone's yelling at us right now. They're like, you fucking idiots. Anyways.
My husband.
Yeah, your husband's like, God damn it. Okay, so Alexander then goes to the local water bailiff.
How's the water bailiff?
That sounds like a cool ass job.
It's like, that's my dream job.
It's not my dream job. It just sounds fun.
What's a water bailiff?
It's like a water cop.
Okay, yeah, all right, that makes sense.
It's like, you know. Oh, his name's Alex Campbell. So it's Alex Campbell, water cop.
Water cop.
So. Water bailiff Alex Campbell. So Alexander reports this. They're both named Alex, which is very confusing. So Alexander reports this, what he saw, to Alex Campbell.
Water
so
cop.
Alexander, Alex. He then describes the creature. He says that he almost looks like a giant salamander.
Okay.
Which.
That's feet.
Yeah.
Don't they have feet and toes?
They do. I think, yeah.
Right?
Right. Yeah, so. They do. Yeah.
Cute. That's a cute animal. I like that one.
Have you seen the big ones?
Yes. Less cute.
They're just like, merp. Yeah. They got like a little bit of a derpy face, which is kind of cute.
It doesn't look like it would hurt you, but I don't want to be close to it.
Yeah. It doesn't seem like it should be real. It's one of those things you're like, that is this a Photoshop thing?
Yeah. Or like somebody like... poured it out of some kind of like wax or something.
Oh, and like just molded.
Jelly.
Yes. Yeah, it's like giant jelly.
Mm-hmm.
Like an edible jelly?
No.
Oh, okay.
You don't want to eat that.
Okay, that's what I thought. So in 1933, a major road was built along the Loch Ness, which led to a major uptick in visitors in the area and therefore sightings of the Loch Ness Monster.
Got it. Okay.
So, May 1933, the Loch Ness Monster gained some international attention when the Inverness Courier published an article titled Strange Spectacle in the Loch Ness, which describes a creature in the depths of the loch. So, this is like the first time it's been...
Okay.
Yeah. So, the article is written by our very own water bailiff,
oh.
Alex Campbell.
Okay.
Who was also a part-time journalist.
Good for him.
Yeah. Yeah. He seems like have an interesting life.
It's a small town up there.
Yeah. You're a water cop and a journalist.
You gotta keep yourself busy.
Right? Sounds like a miniseries.
Mm.
So in this article, he recounts an eyewitness sighting by a woman named Aldie McKay. Another very Scottish name.
Yeah, that's true.
So she claims that she and her husband, John, were on the A82, which I'm assuming is probably something you drove on.
But I wouldn't have known.
Oh.
Like the name of this. But yes, there's like one.
Yeah, A82 is like the main road.
There's, yeah.
Yeah.
It kind of follows along the.
Yeah. Okay. So they were driving on that road on April 15th.
I didn't do any driving is what I'm saying. I wouldn't have like registered this.
Oh, okay. Got it. So this is where they saw an enormous creature that looked like a whale rolling in the water of the loch.
All right.
Just like, I don't know. Just
playing around.
You know, like when dogs like in grass are like, oh, yes, this is my moment. That's what I imagine.
This patch of water.
Right. This patch of water is really hidden. So this article is the first time the word monster is used.
Rude.
I know. Right. Just some fucking thing, just finding a nice patch of water, just, you know, rolling, enjoying its life, and it gets called a monster. So the passage says, Loch Ness has for generations been credited with being the home of a fearsome looking monster.
Now it's fearsome looking?
Now it's fearsome looking, which is just, it seems rude. You're right, it does seem rude, because literally this thing has done nothing to you.
Right.
Okay, so this is a quote from this article, so bear with me. The creature disported itself, rolling and plunging for fully a minute, its body resembling that of a whale, and the water cascading and churning like a simmering cauldron. Hmm. Soon, however, it disappeared in a boiling mass of foam. Both onlookers confessed that there was something uncanny about the whole thing, for they realized that here was no ordinary Dendenen of the depths. I never even heard that word in my life. Because, apart from its enormous size, the beast, in taking the final plunge, sent out waves that were big enough have caused by a passing steamer.
Okay. So, like, it was a big animal.
There's this big thing. That. Yeah. Yeah, okay. Essentially.
All right. That's a
it's alarming. Very dramatic.
It's a little bit alarming, where you're like...
Yeah, like, a little bit, but also...
I don't know, just to imagine that something that large in that body of water.
Yeah.
Kind of just...
Yeah, I mean, you have more of a, you know, a view of it, right?
Yeah, but still, like, I don't want to be on a... in a boat all day long, and you're like, wait a second, something freaking massive lives here.
You're like, what the hell is that thing?
What could it do to me?
Yeah.
How big is it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. True.
It could be scary.
Okay, so in the summer of 1933, the name Loch Ness Monster was solidified when a man named George Spicer claimed to have seen a large creature that was 4 feet high. Check out the meters for you. And 25 feet long. I also, evidently, I got bored of it too.
You're like, fuck this.
You're like, whatever, metrics. Okay, so it was 4 feet high and 25 feet long, and it was crossing the road. He said that the creature had a long neck that reminded him of an elephant's trunk, and it had webbed feet.
Okay.
Webbed makes sure. More sense.
Sure.
I guess. And fins, if you want to...
If you split the difference between fins and feet, then you get a webbed foot. Sure.
Thank you for that.
It's just like...
Thank you for confirming.
I'm just like, that makes
what
sense.
A web foot is.
I'm like, you know...
You know, the thing is like, alligators don't have web feet. They just have little tiny hands.
I guess so. But they've got that tail.
But they got that tail that propels them. So mm-hmm. I don't really even know if, like, the fins actually count in the sense of, like, swimming ability. You know, I guess that's
my
point.
Yeah, it doesn't have the tail. It just has the fins. Seems like, almost like, no one's actually ever seen it. And that's why there's a bunch of different stories about what it looks like.
Oh god, here you go, the skepticism. Okay. So this man George Spicer also claimed that this creature was lurching across the road and was pushing down all the underbrush behind him.
Okay.
It was like trying to cross.
And now it's out of the water.
Now it's out of the water. Which I guess the web feet makes more sense if it's out of the water, right?
If it's gonna be what's that word when they're not just is it amphibious?
I think it's amphibious.
Yeah. They're not...
We're probably wrong.
I think you're right, where they can live outside of the water.
Yeah, they can do both. Like a frog's an amphibian, right?
Yes.
Yeah. I ask you. Like, you know. I don't know. Why would...
I think that is basic
elementary
school education biology.
Well...
So I think we know.
It's been a long time since we've been in elementary school. Is there a 6-year-old listening can tell
Speak
us?
For yourself.
Educated us. Anyways, okay, so he also said it was carrying an animal in its mouth.
Whoa.
And it was heading towards the water.
What kind of animal did he say?
He didn't say. He said, I think I read somewhere it was like, it looked like a small deer.
Jesus!
Yeah.
Okay, I'm alarmed.
Yeah, that's, I mean.
That, it's getting scarier by the second.
Yeah, it's getting a lot scarier, for sure. Okay. So... Spicer had originally described it as looking like a dinosaur, specifically a plesiosaur.
All right.
You're which is...
Post about all the plesiosaur.
We're not going to make jokes about the plesiosaur. I can't with the name.
It's just eager.
Right. That was good. So... A plesiosaur is a giant dinosaur that lived in water and has massive fins and a long neck. But skeptics had said that Spicer got this inspiration from a recent movie that was released called King Kong.
Oh.
Which has a plesiosaur in it, like King Kong and the plesiosaur.
Right. Okay.
It's really hard, but it's called a plesiosaur over and over. Okay, this is actually a picture of it if you want to.
Yes.
So this is a screen grab from the movie.
What the fuck is that?
Oh, wait, he's holding it.
Yeah, it's like okay. King Kong's like holding it above his head.
It does have little tiny legs.
It does. It has like the fins, and it has a long tail, and it has a long neck.
It looks a little bit like what I would imagine Loch Ness looked like.
So. Yeah, totally. Me too.
Okay.
So in November of 1933, another man named Hugh Gray was walking with his Labrador Retriever after church. He had a camera on him and saw something in the loch. So the claim is that it is bobbing in the water 2 to 3 feet in front of him. I really did get rid of the metrics in here. And he described it as something of considerable dimension, is what he said. He snaps a few photos and catches, what I wrote is really funny, and he catches what is probably one of the shittiest photographic evidence photos I've ever seen.
That's the one.
Yeah, no, it's not the one. The one? No, okay. It's this thing.
I really don't know what I'm looking at here.
Yeah, it's, like I said.
It's literally a photo of nothing. It's also black and white. And old.
Yeah, I mean, it's 1933.
I'm confused.
So
photos have literally always been disappointing us. You know, like you see something and you're like, I got to take a photo of that. And then you do. And you're like, what the hell is this?
Yeah.
The
yeah.
moon.
As someone who does photography, I can attest to that.
Does it not capture it?
Totally. So the skeptics of this photo, which is including us, which is interesting. They say that it's actually his dog running while playing fetch, which I also don't see in this photo.
Is it in the water? It looks like it's.
I don't know if that's water.
It's literally the photo should never be posted or shared anywhere. It's a photo of nothing. It's not even, you don't even know what you're looking at. Yeah, like at all.
Yeah, truly. So people say that like this is probably his dog playing fetch and like that's why it looks really blurry because the dog is running.
Okay.
Maybe. And that Hugh himself just kind of wanted to get on the Loch Ness craze and like want to get his like, you know, I mean, we're talking about him over almost 100 years later, so.
Sure.
He got his moment in the sun.
Okay.
So on an early January morning around 1 a.m., a motorist named Arthur Grant claims that he almost ran over a creature with a long neck and a small head.
All right.
Which is rude.
So it's out of the water. I never knew this.
Oh, really?
I just lived in the water.
No, I've always imagined it like being able to do both.
Okay.
So Arthur was a veterinary student. And described as a combination of a seal and a plesiosaur.
Okay.
He followed it down to the water, but was only able to see it disappear in the water, just like, and like, kind of like leaving ripples behind.
Sure.
So he like stopped. He's like, holy fuck, what's that?
Yeah.
Followed down to the water, gets in the water, swims away.
Yeah.
So far, we only have a few sightings and some pretty shitty photographs. But in 1934, is when the famous surgeon's photograph was taken.
Okay.
So the person who was said to take this photograph, oh God, I forgot about this, is a gynecologist named Robert Kenneth Wilson.
All right.
Male gynecologist. I don't like.
Oh, I had one.
Male gynecologist in the 1930s, I do not like.
Okay, sure, yes.
So. I'm already judgmental of this man, I guess is my point.
Just to find the nature of his job. Just like, fuck him.
Nope, man, you don't have the parts you're a doctor for. It freaks me out.
I did have, my first gynecologist was a male, and I didn't realize that the breast exams shouldn't hurt until I had a female gynecologist. So I can attest that not always ideal.
Oh my God.
It, like, quite painful.
Oh, Jesus. Mm-hmm. No. Mm-hmm. I don't like that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like that.
Yeah.
Gross. Anyways.
It's a little bit of trauma.
Here's some trauma bombing before we talk about the surgeon's photograph. Okay, so the first time this photograph was published, it was in the Daily Mail in 1934, which the Daily Mail is that old.
I believe this.
It's wild. So originally, Wilson did not want the photograph to be associated with his name. Which is when it was dubbed the surgeon's photograph.
Okay.
Which he's not even a surgeon. He's a fucking doctor.
Oh, surgeon, like S-U-R-G-E.
Not surgeon, surgeon.
Okay.
But he's not a surgeon. He's a gynecologist. Just saying. Okay, so according to Wilson, he was out at the Loch Ness and was looking out in the water when he saw a creature emerge from the water. He grabs his camera and snaps a few photos. The first two photos came out blurry. And he took two more, and it shows what looks like some sort of creature in the water. Mm-hmm. One is clear, and it looks like a creature swimming with its head in the water. The second photo did not gain as much recognition, though, because it's a little less clear, but it shows what looks like the same creature, and it's starting to dive its head in the water. And these are, I'll show you.
These are the ones. I mean...
It looks like something, right?
Yeah, what is that? It could be just a log.
Yeah, I mean...
But with it there being 1934, is sort of like... Again, I don't know. I'm not like somebody that spends a lot of time on the lake, but like there's this sort of like circular ripples around it.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Around like the yeah.
On that top photo, the first photo.
Right, totally.
But again, that could probably be caused by a log.
Yeah. So the Daily Mail posts this photo, and the headline reads, "London surgeon's photo of the monster." And it says underneath, it says, "Monster from Lochside, see enlargement inside."
Okay.
So
that's the most famous photo of it.
That's the most famous photo of it.
It's probably the only photo of it. That
if it's real.
Yeah.
Kind of looks like an elephant trunk to me.
Sure. Small head, if that's supposed to be its head.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tiny. Mm-hmm. Tiny head. I guess it had already been described as having a tiny head,
though. Small head, okay.
Yeah. So this photo has been considered some of the most promising evidence of the Loch Ness Monster. But, as always... We have some skepticism. Okay. Skepticism selfie. I'll put it out there right now. I know I give you shit about it.
I want to believe this photo.
Right, yeah. So the first criticism is the actual cropping of the photo. So the uncropped photo itself makes the creature look smaller and farther away, actually.
Yeah.
So they basically kind of enlarged it, which is not great. And this is the actual uncropped photo.
Oh, yeah. A duck, even, that could be.
Yeah, yeah, totally.
Yeah.
Looks like, kind of looks like a bird, you're right.
Yeah.
So, most skeptics think this is driftwood in the lake, but others have claimed that it could be an otter, a swan.
Oh, sure.
Or, oh my god, I forgot about this, or an elephant.
An elephant? What the fuck?
We're gonna do it.
It seems too cold up there, honestly.
Poor, I mean...
What is the elephant doing completely submerged in the water?
Swimming?
I do not buy
it
that.
The trunk is a snorkel.
Oh, not possible.
I'm just saying. I'm not saying it's true.
I feel like elephants come from warmer climates.
They do. Not but they can't swim.
Cute.
So, later analysis of the ripples on the photo indicate this is something small.
Yeah.
And it's about 2 to 3 feet long. Not the 20-foot long creature that had been described before.
You know, I've never seen the uncropped photo.
Me either.
That looks like a fucking bird.
Yeah, yeah.
God damn it. Nothing is real. Awesome.
I couldn't tell what you were, like,
so slurring.
I know, damn. Sorry. So, however, looking at the negatives, it is determined that the photo is of something, no matter what it is. So it is of something swimming.
Okay.
So the next few decades, there is different evidence captured of the Loch Ness Monster, but none of it is blowing people out of the water, quote unquote, in my not so humble opinion.
Yeah.
So on April 23rd, 1960, an aeronautical engineer turned monster hunter by the name of Tim Dinsdale captures a dark object moving across the Loch Ness on film.
Okay.
He rigged a car with a camera and a tripod that's, like, constantly ready to film in his passenger. He, like, took the passenger seat out and, like, put this tripod in. So the film itself looks like it is something big swimming in the water. And in frame, you can see on the far shore, you can see, like, so it's not, like, cropped or anything. And the object itself looks like it's traveling in, like, a zigzag pattern and is leaving a distinguished V-shaped wake without obvious signs of propeller. So it's leaving a wake, it's moving in a zigzag, but there's not like a propeller.
It's a big, whatever it is.
Something big, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. So the object appears to be just under the surface and moving at a speed of 7 to 10 miles per hour. So Tim was almost out of film when he was filming this, of course. So he decided to stop filming, and when he was doing that, he was also able to get like a better vantage point to continue filming. So by the time he got to a better vantage point, though, the creature was gone and it didn't emerge again.
That sucks.
Yeah. So later in the film, you can see him filming a boat in the same area, and you can kind of see the difference between the boat and whatever Tim captured. And so I do have the YouTube video on here.
Okay.
Here we go. So it's something.
It looks like a boat. Or it looks like a log.
But it's making a wake.
Like, so it's moving.
Yeah.
It's not just like against the water.
Yeah.
The water's flowing by it. Oh, yeah.
Oh, I think this is the boat now.
Okay. That makes sense.
Yeah, so he's like showing the difference between the two.
Hmm.
So, yeah.
This video's from when?
1960s.
Oh.
So, yeah, it's an old video.
It's like, you know, like, videos from, like, the 2009 look ancient now?
Right? You're like, you should really go back. Okay. So, I mean, it's compelling. I think it's interesting. Like, you know, I like that he took the opportunity to take a video of a boat in the same spot to like kind of show the difference.
Sure.
I think that that was smart. Whatever it is, who knows, but
it could have been anything.
Like, it could have been
anything.
Yeah. I'm not saying
someone on a kayak or a little tiny boat.
A kayak, you can't make a wake like that in a kayak. You've been in a kayak.
I don't know. I'm not looking, I'm not behind me staring at myself. I don't know.
Anyways, okay. So in 2013, a man named David Elder was out on a boat on the Loch Ness and gets a 1-minute video of what looks like something swimming underwater. So the video itself shows some sort of wave disturbance in the loch and looks like something big. So David was trying to take photos of swans, and then like he was like seeing some big black thing making like,
yeah,
you know, waves in the corner of his eye. And so that's when he like says he turned and he said that like, he saw something solid in the water. And he was kind of convinced it was something making waves. So there's another YouTube video of like what he captured too. So I'm going to show you right now.
Okay. I mean, I'm totally convinced it's not just like the pattern of the water. Like,
yeah.
Some, like a log that's like just under the surface, but kind of floating.
Right. Yeah. No, totally.
But his accent was fun.
Right.
It's beautiful.
And he does get a still too of like what he was capturing as well, and this is the still shot.
Hmm. I mean, the still looks a little, I don't know. Ah, it's too bad. It's too bad I don't think it is anything but a log.
Oh, shit. Okay. So, like with any other cryptid, there's also multiple explanations and skeptics of what the Loch Ness Monster actually is, if it's not a cryptid, right?
Okay.
So, the first is being driftwood.
Yeah.
Or just a tree floating in the water in weird wakes.
Yeah.
That happen, which could have been, like, what that video we just saw.
Yeah.
That cause is, like, weird, unusual waves. I mean, it's also just windy there, I'm imagining.
Yeah.
And so, like, that causes weird waves all the time, right?
Sure. Yeah.
So, the next explanation is an existing, already existing animal in the animal kingdom that we know of.
Okay.
So, first one is being a eel. So eels are located in the Loch Ness and have been known to be abnormally large, and so that could be an explanation for one of them, but it doesn't really explain everything, especially the land parts.
The land parts are important.
Yeah, and the elephant thing is evidently there is a claim that there was a traveling circus,
okay,
and they were letting the elephants swim in the loch before shows.
Well, there is a... Okay, hold on. Oh, fuck, I wish I knew that. Hold on. I'm going to have to look him up. There was, like, a giant from that town.
Oh.
Who went on to join the circus and travel around. And I'm like...
Oh.
And we talked about him, and there are photos of him, which I did find.
Yeah.
But, like, the family, like, still lives in the area, but, like, back in the 20s or whatever.
Yeah.
This very tall man, like, joined the circus, and he was, like, a duo, him being a giant, and then he had, like, a little small person which was General Tom Thumb, which okay. is kind of a famous American midget, is what they were called at the time. Yeah.
They're called small people.
No. Little people.
Little people.
And I think that the giant was originally from that area. So I'm like, maybe there was a circus.
That's the connection. Like, oh, okay, I see what you're saying. I was like, you think it's him swimming in the lake?
No, that's like, so there, there's some evidence that maybe there was, yeah, that makes sense, that there would be like some circus in town.
Okay, okay. Probably. Okay, so another animal is a Greenland shark, or the Greenland shark. So a Greenland shark can get up to 20 feet in length. And in recent studies, it is believed it could be in the loch because it can survive in fresh water. Oh. And it does so when it's tracking a food source.
Okay.
So, I mean, it could have swam up the river. Oh. 20 feet, though. You said that river isn't very deep.
The river didn't look that deep where I was. I mean, I guess it's hard to tell because it's so dark. But, like, yeah. It didn't appear all that deep.
Okay. Interesting. So, maybe not the best.
Yeah.
So, the last notable animal that could be misidentified as a Loch Ness Monster is the Wells catfish. You thought a giant salamander was alarming? I'll show you a picture of this motherfucker.
Gross.
So these catfish can be over 10 feet. Oh, I went back to mirrors. 4 meters long.
This is important.
And weigh over 400 pounds, ew, which is 200 kilograms. And look at this motherfucker.
Oof, that's a big, gnarly fish.
That thing is next to a man, and that man looks like a child.
Yeah, it's, I don't like that at all.
Massive.
Gross. But that just looks like a giant fish, although...
Yeah.
If you saw it... And it's not going to go on land.
No.
Maybe, though, if you saw it kind of swimming around...
If it was, like, making a wave, that could be, like, a... Whoa, yeah. What the fuck
or
is
like
that?
Or, like, that kind of, like, foamy churning story we heard at the beginning.
Yeah, totally.
It's, like, flopping around trying to eat something.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like it.
Yeah, I don't like it either. That's too big of a fish. That big fish is too big.
I know. It's alarming. It's unsettling.
It really is. So, however, there was a DNA survey conducted in 2018 by multiple universities, and there was no abnormal DNA found in the water of the Loch Ness, which includes sturgeon, catfish, or Greenland sharks. So that kind of gets rid of all those. They didn't find the DNA of those animals.
Okay.
There was some other types of catfish DNA found, though.
Okay.
And, like, there are other catfish that can get pretty big.
Sure.
But I don't know if they can get this big.
Mm, so, interesting.
Yeah. It's...
Huh.
Yeah.
I didn't know you could do that. That makes sense.
Yeah. It's kind of cool, though, right?
Yeah.
So, some people have also noticed a striking resemblance between the plesiosaur and the Loch Ness monster. So, there have been some theories that the Loch Ness monster is some sort of evolved creature from that dinosaur, specifically. There's also been multiple hoaxes of the Loch Ness Monster, but none of the stories I talked about today, because I'm not going to include hoaxes.
There are, like, a considerable amount of, like, dinosaur footprints and stuff in that northern Scotland area.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They have, like, flying dinosaurs up there.
Yeah.
And there's, like, you know, footprints and stuff. So, like, maybe.
And there's also the fact that, like, you know... Like, there's so much stuff, like, underneath... Like, there's a whole ocean, like, underneath the continent right now that we don't have any idea about.
Okay.
And I can imagine... And there's also, like a lake in... I think it's in Michigan, where there's, like, this spot... They call it the Devil's Hole, where, like, there's, like, this hole of water, and no one knows where it ends up. Like, the water. It, like, goes through this hole.
Somewhere.
And they have no idea where it ends. They've, like, dropped, like, probes and stuff down it, and they can't find them again.
Jesus.
So, I mean, there could be stuff underneath, and, like, maybe something came up in the 30s, like, when everyone was seeing all this stuff, and maybe it just kind of went away after that, you know?
Yeah.
I do feel like that's a very viable option, for sure.
Sure, I like it.
Like, maybe it was, like, some sort of creature. It was there.
From the Jurassic.
From some sort of, like, evolved. Yeah.
It survived that.
I mean, alligators are descendants of dinosaurs.
Mm-hmm.
Sort of chickens. So, I don't know.
Both lay eggs.
So, there is also the fact that the lore or some sort of water creature has been a part of this area for literal centuries.
Sure.
And so, if people go out there and try to look for Nessie, they'll find her. That's kind of like that confirmation bias we was talking about. So whether she is a hoax, catfish, elephant, lore, or just her imaginations, Nessie, or the idea of her, has captured our hearts and the legend will live on forever.
I agree. One of my favorites. Yeah. Love her.
You're right. She just seems so
docile.
Just so non-confrontational. Mm-hmm. You know, she's just like chilling.
Yeah.
Like, I leave agree. Her alone. Don't call her a monster. Do not call my girl a monster. Rude. But yeah, that is the Loch Ness Monster.
Love that.
Yeah.
I have one story to share from my travels.
Okay.
And the story was shared with us as a local of the area.
Okay.
And he was telling us, because as we're, you know, driving around the loch and up the river, that in the 70s, I think there was like a group of monster hunters.
Mm-hmm.
And they were trying to film a documentary, and so they had their boats out in the water, and they'd been filming for days with like sonar.
Mm-hmm.
And they came into some of the pubs down there in this little teeny tiny town that's not actually Inverness, it's like up the way. I cannot remember what it was called. And they were celebrating because they were like, we found something that was the shape, and we're thrilled about it. We're gonna work out tomorrow. But what they didn't know was that another production not that long before, like a couple of years before, had built something that resembled the monster, and then it sank and they had to redo it, but it just was at the bottom of this part of the lake.
Oh no.
And that's what they found, thinking that they found the Loch Ness
Monster. Oh, that's so heartbreaking.
And the locals are all like, you fucking idiots. And then just totally ruined their day. So they were in there getting drunk, celebrating, and then they learned about this local thing. And he said then they kept drinking, but now they were drinking to drown their sorrows.
Oh, that's so heartbreaking. I feel so bad.
I know.
I mean,
you can't force it.
You can't force it. Like,
Sorry.
I mean, it probably was very exhilarating to be like, yes, we got it.
We did it. We're the ones.
We did it. And fuck, there's nothing. Sorry, or it was fake. Sorry, guys. Bummer. Well, maybe we'll have to go back and just monster hunting ourselves.
Yeah.
Try to find Nessie.
Wave to her. I was looking out the window. I didn't see anything.
Yeah.
I had my eyes peeled, though. I was looking.
You were trying to spot.
Didn't see anything.
Doing Nessie scan of the waters. Yeah, I mean, like I said, she's cool.
Mm-hmm. She's cool.
That's the story for this week. Thanks for hanging out with us, guys. And until next time.
Stay grimly curious.
Thank you so much for listening. For podcast updates and episode photos, be sure to follow us on Instagram at Grimly Podcast.
Also, be sure to rate and review our episodes, and we will see you next week for another episode.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.